It's about really understanding where there are gaps and where there are gaps in knowledge and understanding. So even simple things like activities for those that would have additional needs or those from the neurodivergent community, what is it that they want? Because we can all have assumptions as to what that might be. But really getting an understanding what area that is that in the arts, is that in the sports? So identifying activities, but more than that, understanding how people can engage in those activities, like what is needed in order for that to happen. So over the last year, we have run a number of different activities with that in mind as to what people have asked us for, focused on those from the community, but also looking at the parents and the carers. Because it's an entire unit that you have to ensure that the support network for any individual, that they are supported as well to be able to help their child, or their young adult to thrive. It's about looking at supports for people, activities, how can we advocate for those changes in accessibility, in infrastructure, and understand how spaces need to be redesigned so that they are inclusive. And also really trying to push that understanding of what inclusive is, because I think we're all learning that. Everybody's learning that, and there's huge efforts being made to try and understand what inclusion actually is.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, we have to commend everybody who does take action on that, but that there is still a wealth of learning to be done and a wealth of change needed for us to really have inclusive spaces.